everyone. Welcome to the Digital Marketing Can podcast, where we keep on sharing some of the informative tools, techniques, case studies, and latest updates in the digital marketing domain. I'm your host, Prince Kumar, and today we will discuss about how one should measure the SEO performance and results with our guest, Mr. AJ Saunders. AJ is the founder of AJS Digital Group, a media company with over a decade of experience in digital marketing, specializing in SEO and affiliate marketing. AJ helped coach e-commerce brands to understand and use SEO to grow their business to six figures. He has been an SEO geek since 2014 and worked on hundreds of websites across multiple niche and industries. Hi AJ, a warm welcome on our show.
Hey, how are you doing? It's so good to be here.
So AJ, it's been a great experience to have you and discuss about an important topic, because this is where most of the businesses fail to understand, that how one should measure. So before starting our session, I would love to know a bit about your corporate journey.
Sure. So I have actually had a corporate journey, which is quite interesting. So, yeah, after leaving school at 18, I went and did music for 5 years. So, yeah, I moved to London, did music, was a little bit successful with that. Then I came back to my hometown, which is Bath, here in the south of the UK, and Googled how to make money online. And that kind of is where it kind of started from. And yeah, and then just literally over the last kind of 10-12 years, I've learned how to do SEO. I've opened an e-commerce store, I've launched some affiliate sites, I've done some consulting. So yeah, it's been an exciting journey, and yeah, I feel like I'm just getting started, so it's all good. Yeah,
great. So you started your journey with SEO, or you somewhere tried with the other mediums of digital marketing, whether it might be, if you can say, email marketing, social media, these all also you have tried ever, or it's kind of?
Yeah, so I've done quite a bit of social, but I'm not really an expert at it, and I've done quite a bit of email, which I feel a bit more comfortable kind of advising clients on and doing myself, because I've just done a lot more of it, and I feel email marketing is quite a lot like SEO, because you're trying to write a headline that grabs attention, gets people to open the email, whereas social, you don't have that command. And so, yes, I've done quite a bit of email. I've done quite a lot of PPC. So I've done enough in the trenches, as they say. So, yeah.
Great. So definitely we'll be having an interesting session where we were discussing about so since you were mentioning about your organization, the one that you have started, so what are the different services you provide for the clients?
So sure. So I focus on SEO coaching. So I work with small and medium-sized businesses who are trying to scale. And so I work with mainly e-commerce companies who maybe have physical stores and haven't scaled online properly, or are having problems scaling online. So there were a lot of people in lockdown, in 2020, especially here in the UK and America, who either started an e-commerce store or had a retail store, and they thought everything's gone, we can't open our stores, we'll go to e-commerce. And they thought, well, e-commerce is easy, but then they don't realize that they had a captive audience because people were sat at home not being able to go out. And so clearly they were doing a good amount of turnover per month. Whereas now, because the economy's opened up and there's more opportunities for people to buy items, companies are struggling because they don't have a digital strategy and they don't have the processes in place. And so I go in and I teach people the processes and the templates and how to build out a business that doesn't depend on them, but works with them and is scalable, but they can hire people to do all the hard work. And so it's a different mindset. It's definitely a mind shift from being wanting to do everything to being trusting people to do things for you, which can be difficult. So yeah, so that's essentially what I do. And then on top of that, so yeah, so I offer group coaching, individual coaching. I then do kind of strategy sessions for if people just want 2 hours with me, you know, with me just essentially teaching them where their pitfalls are and what they're doing wrong. I then have 2 courses as well. So yeah, I've got enough to keep myself busy.
Great. Amazing. You know, so when we come to the topic, SEO, so
right,
like for the businesses, what we have generally seen is that most of the businesses generally prefer paid ads compared to right. SEO. And that is mainly it as they say, or you know, the kind of the feedback that we receive, that they are getting high ROI from the paid ads compared to SEO. How do you see it?
So it really depends. So I know a lot of e-commerce companies are doing a lot of paid, and when I was running e-commerce, I did quite a lot of paid. But I don't see how it's really a holistic approach. So I see lots of people that may be doing paid that aren't gaining any visibility in search, and so they're not coming up for terms that they're not thinking about, or that maybe are too expensive because there's a lot of people bidding on them, but aren't actually keywords that are that competitive. But also I don't see people doing things like email or social very well. And you know, social is a completely different ball game. But I'd argue, you know, paid is great. Regardless of the channel, paid is great. And then, you need to be thinking about organic, you need to think about email, you need to be thinking about referral strategies, etc. to become more holistic in your approach. Because I do think with paid, it's very easy to just think, well, we can shove money at the problem takes care of itself. Whereas if you're doing something and you're not exercising margin control, you can then start to pay more money than you can get in. So I've got a client at the moment who they were paying, you know, a couple of grand a month to somebody that was doing PPC for them on Google, and they were like, well, we're selling, you know, we're getting a return of 3 times what we're paying, but that doesn't, into the margin control, actually cover the product costs, let alone the delivery cost or the staff cost. And so obviously in that regard they weren't making any money. So we're looking at organic traffic in terms of how can we change their business so that when we get to the point where we can do things like paid, or we can add in email marketing, that literally just lifts the whole boat and it's like a rising tide. And so yeah, so I do think it's what's going to work best for your business, but it's also about taking a multi-channel approach to what is going to get you and connect with you the most amount of people.
So definitely, you know, one point that we generally also feel, or kind of, you know, we recommend, that paid ad is something that is good if you are looking for a short-term goal, if you are looking for a short-term, you know, results. For that, paid ads will be good. But if you are looking for a long-term goal, then SEO is something that you should be looking upon. Because although it takes time, a kind of, let's say, whether it might be 6 months or 7, or might be max to max 1 year, but the result that you will be getting organically, you will be getting it at least for a year or two. Let's say if the person, or if you are not doing SEO, so still you will be reaping the benefit of that SEO for at least a year. But that will not be the case in the paid ads. It's when you are putting your money, that time you are getting result. As you have stopped putting money, your complete performance will go down.
Yeah. So I see paid as like, you know, the best analogy I can think of is as a tap, right? We all have a tap in our house. We all turn the tap and there's water, right? The moment you turn the tap off, it goes nothing. Whereas you can think of like SEO and other digital marketing strategies as maybe like a stream, right? There's water flowing throughout the stream constantly, and it's whether you've got a big enough bucket or a strong enough bucket to, you know, siphon off enough. So that's how I kind of see that. So that they're equal and they're different, and that neither is better than the other one because they're different. So yeah, that's how I kind of think of them. But yeah, you need to take a holistic approach, I think.
So, you know, coming to the another important part, that is expecting the result. So many a times businesses, they get confused on what to expect as a result of the SEO activity. Like, there are, you know, many agencies that pitch upon that will be giving you good result. There will be many agencies that will be pitching upon that, yeah, we will be giving you threefold, fourfold traffic. There will be some who will be mentioning about that, you know, this is the kind of, let's say, whether it can be the organic traffic, the direct, referral, or might be bounce rate, session duration. So there are many parameters that agency pitch. But if we have to help out the business on what are the important things that they should be looking upon if they are hiring any agency, any SEO agency.
Right. So I'm going to say something that's probably a little bit controversial, but I'm okay with that. If you're okay with that. So analytics shows you 110 different metrics. You can ignore 90% of them. 99% of them you can ignore. The two most important ones to look at are, A, is your traffic going up? Right? That's number one. Is your traffic going up? Yes or no? It doesn't matter if it's going up and down, left, right, center. Is the trend line going up? Number one. Number two is, are people spending more time on our website than they were, say, a month ago? So is that number, is that time on site increasing? Because if it's decreasing, you have a problem. If it's staying the same, you have a problem. If it's increasing, that means that your site is what I call sticky, right? And what I mean by sticky is you want people to come to your website and think, well, I enjoyed reading that post or that product. I'll just look at another one. Oh, I'll just look at another one, right? Because research shows that the more time people spend on a website, the more likely they are to convert into a customer. Yeah, if you talk to the average, you know, e-commerce company or the average business owner that has a website, they'll say, oh, well, we look at traffic numbers and that's all we care about. Whereas to me, as long as it's going up or it's going, you know, in the right direction, it doesn't matter whether it's going up there. Right, look at the trend line. So really focus on, you know, are people spending more time on the site this month than they were last month? And so for me, the average that just a normal business should be focusing on is 3 minutes as an average. You know, obviously once you get over the 3 minutes, then you can say, right, okay, now the next target is 5 or 6, right? Be a 3. For e-commerce companies, if you can get people to spend 2 or 3 minutes on for average, that's great. And then again, try and look at how you can up that to say 3, 4, 5. So that's one key metric that I say to people.
Yeah.
I then say, you know, it depends on your model. So if you're running like an e-commerce store, visitor numbers don't matter, page views numbers don't matter, time on site matters, revenue per visitor matters, right? Because, you know, if you're doing paid, you're doing organic, you're doing email, and you're not optimizing for, you know, revenue per visitor, so you get lots of visitors falling off, you get lots of visitors putting things in carts and then going away from the site, you then have a leaky funnel and you need to do lots of remedial work to make sure that people are actually converting. And so just having lots of good, you know, having traffic numbers growing isn't helping. So, you know, so it really is about time on site, are visitor numbers growing, and then things like, if you have a keyword plan, which you should have a keyword plan, how many of my keywords are in the top 3? Right, and you should aim to hit about 50% of your keywords in the top 3. And so I just described the basic 3 KPIs that I give to everybody, right? And what I say with KPIs is they're like a health check. So they're, you know, every morning you wake up and you say, do I feel good? Right? And it's a yes or no question.
Yeah.
Pretty much, right? You may have the odd day where you think, maybe I feel okay, right? but most of the time you wake up and you say, do I feel good? Yes, no, right? So I see KPIs as being that health check. And so once people get into the mindset of, right, KPIs are a health check that I can answer in a second or 2 seconds or 5 seconds, and then we can use that intelligence to plan out what we do moving forward to improve the KPIs or to improve our the rate at which we're hitting the KPIs. That is how I see kind of goals and KPIs and getting progressing, right? Because I think if you see KPIs as this like long list of, right, we need to check bounce rate, we need to check visitors, we need to check how many pages per visit, you know, people have spent on, blah, 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 right? You're then collecting meaningless data that has no impact on what you're doing. Whereas if you collect three pieces of really important data that you can do in 2 minutes, and you can literally say, yes, we're having a great day, or no, we're having a bad day, we've got more work to do, then that's great. The other thing about KPIs, especially if you're doing health check KPIs, is to get an emotional about it. So, and I say this for certain for me, I bet this is for you as well, right? Yeah. We have looked at analytics and the traffic's fallen, and we've looked crestfallen, and we think, oh no, what did I do yesterday that made it all terrible, right? And it affects your day. Whereas if you just go, right, we haven't hit the KPI today, we've got a solid plan, we believe in the plan, we're working the plan, and we've got good goals, and we've got a good process in place to get to hit that KPI. It doesn't matter then if you haven't hit the KPI, you just gone, right, that's feedback, we need to do better. Right? Yeah. Whereas if you sit there and you go, oh, you know, it's all terrible, it's all bad, it affects everything else. And you can't build momentum that way. So if you say, right, okay, we're below expectations, great, cool, let's keep going. You're in a much better position altogether.
Definitely. So, the thing that you have guided in a better way, so that businesses now will have a better idea of what they should be expecting from their SEO agency.
Indeed.
Now, the previous thing that we were discussing upon, that was the discussion of, the comparison of paid ads with the SEO. And that why many businesses look for is because of high ROI. Now, let's say if there is an agency, so let's assume that there is a business, and the business want to look for SEO, but they know that I'm spending X amount of money for doing SEO. What is the end result that they are looking for? So, let's say, can someone set sales as a target with SEO? And since SEO guys are working upon to increase organic traffic, to get quality leads, to get quality traffic on the potential keywords, so how can that be helped, or how can that be supplemented to get quality sales or quality leads?
So I think you need to understand, so one thing that I talk about quite a bit with my clients is the buying process.
Yeah.
So, so you can have all this top of funnel stuff where people, so let's just imagine you run, this is my favorite thing to talk about. Let's imagine you run a car garage, because it's simple. Everybody understands a car garage. Everyone's probably been to a car garage, right? So the car garage is really simple, right? You can imagine not everybody is going to land on your website and go to the services page and go, right, I'm going to phone them straight away, or I'm going to fill out that form and I'm going to book an appointment. So we need to take a step back. So the step back is, right, what are the 20 common problems that we solve every day? Or what are the 20 common problems that we help our customers solve, right? And so that's very top of the funnel kind of content, right? So that's things like how to know when the tires need to get changed. Why do I need the oil changed? Things like that. Really basic, simple questions, right? That if you're not in that world and you're not doing that kind of thing all the time, you probably don't have an answer for, so you go on to Google. Right? And so from that point, you're then trying to encourage people to take the next step. So the next step for me is either to fill out a form to book an appointment because they trust you from that one article, or to give you their email address so that you can keep in contact with them, or something that you can't measure is obviously to get them to bookmark the site so they come back. Right? And so you're trying to make that site as good as possible so they walk away with a brand recognition. So they think about your brand when they, the next time their car doesn't start, they think, rather than thinking, well, who can I call? They think, right, it's, Tony's Garage, right? And so for me, in that kind of sense, you got to have all this content that's moving people forward, but also you have to understand what the end result is. So is the end result to fill out a form that you then can call them, and you can then convert them to a customer? Is there the end result is they buy a product from you, or they buy a service from you online, etc. Because once you understand what the end goal is, you can then start to measure not how many people get in at that end, but how many people actually convert to taking the action. And that's a more important thing. Because, you know, a business that I admire is HubSpot, and they get millions and millions of traffic, but very little of it actually converts into actual customers. And it's because they've decided with their content strategy to do things like answer anything to do with marketing or anything to do with social media, which isn't the most productive way of marketing their products. Obviously, I don't know what I'm talking about because they're doing millions in turnover and I'm not. But from a content standpoint,
okay,
there is a little bit of a disconnect there. That makes sense. Because they're not directly, you know, they're not helping their business to move forward. So they probably get a lot of traffic on the front end and very little conversions. Whereas for me, I would think about the other way. So what is the action that I want to take? How can I get the customer? What is the step before that? What's the step before that? What's the step before that? And how can I get customers who land on that first step to get onto the next step? Because once you can do that, then you can get steps onto the next step, etc. Right? And you get closer and closer to conversions. So whether you do that through content, whether you do that through videos, you know, some written content videos, whether you do that through webinars, whether you do that through email like sequence,
yeah. It
really depends on what your business is. But I think effective SEO is not about getting more visitors, it's about getting more revenue. I think there's a massive disconnect between people that think all I'm trying to do is get more visitors because more visitors will convert, whereas actually they should be saying, how can I get what I've got already to convert, and how can I go and attract more people like that who fit that kind of profile?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Definitely. So, since we were discussing about this SEO sales, or you know, let's say on a generic fact, say about the SEO results. So,
yes.
Does the results of this SEO, the activities that we do, or you know, the kind of the planning that we do, so the results
yeah.
that comes out, does it vary for an e-commerce website and a static website, or the result can be, you know, kind of on a similar scale?
So it really depends. So with some e-commerce companies, it's more about, so they're doing paid for front end, so to get people to actually buy, and they're using content to what I call like romance people, right? And so they're using content to build loyalty because they explain the story behind. They're using blog posts to explain how to do after. Like, so a jewelry brand that I was talking to earlier in the year, they're using content to do to like with how to articles, so how to look after the jewelry, how to wear the jewelry, those kind of articles. And so that's massive in terms of like building loyalty, because it shows that they care as a brand, it shows that they care as a company. Whereas like the front end, it's easier to try and maybe push people through with, say, you know, PPC. So they're going to get lots of traffic from the how-to articles that may not convert straight away, but maybe it's the loyalty, or maybe it's, you know, maybe they get lots of chats, questions, and instead of having to type the same chat, they just say, hey, go and read this article, those kind of things. Whereas for a static business, it may be actually they can attract those people through having really well-optimized service pages that really talk to the customer's needs and desires and problems. And that then kind of brings them in lots of targeted leads, and so the outcome is the same, it's more revenue, it's just the method can be different.
Okay, so definitely. So, you know, you have already given a lot of advices today.
Thank you,
and
yeah.
Any last piece of advice that you would like to give to the businesses on why they should give preference to SEO compared to SEM or, you know, any other marketing technique?
Right, so there's kind of two things, right? So number one, I think if you're sleeping on web, you're gonna get your lunch eaten. I think if your little kind of, you know, garage, you know, petrol station, whatever, if you don't have a website, people aren't gonna find you. And if people are struggling to find, say, petrol or find the brand of chips or whatever, right? If you have an SEO optimized website, they're gonna find you. Whereas, you know, if you don't, they're gonna find the competition, and that's what you don't want. And still, so many businesses are sleeping on SEO and sleeping on the ability to generate customers 24/7 and revenue 24/7 from having a good SEO optimized site. And so I would say work on your SEO. It's a long-term game. Work on your SME, because SME to me is the holistic So I call it your digital strategy. So it's your holistic, and look at it being holistic as in, so how does paid help you generate more revenue? How does email generate more revenue for you? How does search, you know, how does social, how they all fit together as a big puzzle to generate you more revenue as a business? And find what works and then stick with that, but add on more and just increase how you're doing things, and just see it as a puzzle. Don't see it as one, there's a golden bullet, because I think if you see stuff as a golden bullet, you get distracted by, well, that didn't work, we'll try something else. Whereas if you see it as a puzzle and you've got eight pieces to fit together, you have a bit, you have a much better sense of where you're going as a marketer. So that's the first thing. The second thing, and for me this is so important, and we haven't touched on this, and I hope you don't mind me doing this, but, you know, with agencies, I think the really important thing is you're on a budget, and the agency will try and sell you as much as they possibly can, which is their business. I get that. That's fine. And that's why it's so important to go to an agency and say, these are the KPIs we want to hit. Build us a plan that hits or exceeds those KPIs. And we're going to judge you in three, six, nine, 12 months' time, or whatever, right? On these three KPIs, these two KPIs, because everything else is irrelevant. We don't need pretty graphs, we don't need pretty charts, we don't need fancy lunches. We want to exceed these two or three KPIs. And how are you going to help us make that possible? Right?
Definitely. Yeah.
Because a lot of businesses go to agencies, especially digital agencies, and they say, right, we want more revenue. And they go, so what does that mean? And they go, well, we're not sure. And then they get ripped off. And it's because they don't understand how to talk to agencies, they don't understand how to communicate where they're going as a company in hard figures that actually make it difficult for agencies to then perform well. And so I think if you go, even as a business, you go in with discrete KPIs and discrete metrics that you want measured, you're more likely to hit them than you are not to hit them. And you're more likely to hit them under budget as well, because you're being so clear about what you want. And so they can't do this whole, well, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to spend lots of money on this, that, and the other. Because you can say, well, how does that hit our KPIs?
Yeah. Definitely.
So, yeah.
So thank you again, for giving your advices. And with this, we have come to the end of today's episode. It was a pleasure having you on our show, and I look forward to have you again and have these kind of discussions, because the inputs, the insights that you have given was truly helpful, and that will help both, let's say, from a digital marketer point of view, from the SEO point of view, and also for the businesses also to understand on how they should be looking SEO as and how they can expect good results from the SEO. So thank you.
Thank you for having me. It's been so much fun. A lot of fun today.
Great.